Dr. Martin. We're going to go into irrigation now. You'd use the pancakes earlier, and we're going to use syrup as the water. A little shot of syrup on top of a pancake isn't going to do anything. You've got to get that whole top covered, and you got to make sure it gets down to the plate.
Yeah, that pancake is like a gas tank. You know, when we go to the gas station, we fill that gas tank all the way up with water or gasoline, hopefully not water. But in terms of the root zone, yeah, we want to make sure we irrigate appropriately to irrigate fully the root zone. And that root zone is going to be dictated by the way in which oxygen moves into the root system. And that's affected by the texture of the soil. So a clay soil would naturally inhibit the movement of oxygen, and so that root zone would be thinner. Compared to a sandy soil, where that oxygen diffuses farther in, it's going to be a bigger gas tank. Yes, and so we have to really make sure that we're irrigating fully. It's better to irrigate thoroughly and less frequently rather than frequently and less thoroughly.
That's right. Rather than putting 2 gallons of water on your small plants 5 times a week, it might be better to put 5 gallons on those same plants 2 times a week. Same 10 gallons of water, but the depth of saturation at each watering will be more significant. If those 2 gallons were only penetrating the soil surface 2 inches, but the 5 gallons of water would penetrate the soil 6 inches, you're giving that those roots of a little bit more area to grow down into. So again, deeper, less frequent watering. As you're changing your timer, keep those things in mind, and you'll be surprised. And it's wonderful, too, you're getting, when you get that depth of saturation, too, down to 6 or 10 or 12 inches of soil, our clay soils have wonderful water-holding capacity. They can hold that water, and it's not so subject to the evaporation in those top couple of inches. So even though the top couple of inches of soil might dry out, our soil can hold that water at those lower depths for a longer period of time, and it can be made available to the roots for days, if not weeks, beyond that. So nice deep watering of your plants.
Have you been to the Polytech campus lately?
I haven't. No, I want to hear more about it, though.
Last year, the Arizona Nursery Association has an annual tour. And the first stop of that tour that took up the morning was at the Polytech campus. And if you've been out there since 2003, Dr. Dean, I would imagine – I'm sorry, Dr. Martin. Dr. Dean was last hour, although I would say I'd like to get you two together because he's a history professor and you're a tree specialist. There is research going on right now in the Mediterranean of discovered shipwrecks that's rewriting history based on the wood that they're pulling off of these ships. It'd be a very interesting.
Fascinating.
Yeah, it really is. But I'm sure since you've been out there 15 years, you had a lot to do with that campus and what it looks like today.
Well, the Polytechnic campus now is really a desert arboretum, and it's beautiful. As the plantings that were placed in there around 2008 now are 10 years old and beginning to mature and really, really give you a beautiful desert arboretum with a lot of tree cover, a lot of shade to be able to walk through. I oftentimes think of when I'm there late, sometimes working, and I'll get out and it's 5 or 6 o'clock that I could just camp here. I could go pitch a tent, you know, right out in the middle of the campus and just enjoy it. It's so beautiful.
And with we might be a little late right now, but I'm sure it was a beautiful yellow bloom. Y'all have a lot of palaverdes out
yellow
there.
Yellow snow.
That would have been a perfect place to camp out underneath and just smell that desert desert gold.
Yeah, it's the yellow snow. Yeah.
Now, I don't know anybody that's not looking for work right now. Are y'all feeling that in the trade industry, in the arbor industry?
Yeah, we are. It's amazing. We haven't felt this kind of labor pressure in quite a long time. We are hiring actively, as well as a lot of our green industry colleagues. Everybody is looking for good qualified labor, and our industry has some entry requirements. We're actually looking for qualified climber apprentices, you know, primarily young men, but we also we've actually interviewed some women in the past and who are physically fit, who love to climb. We've hired people from the rock climbing industry and others who are involved in high angle activities. And of course, just you need to be physically fit and able to handle the heat. But if you're young and adventurous and would love to get paid for doing what you've always loved doing, and that is climbing, we love to see your application and give you a chance to join one of our apprenticeship teams. We actually have a crew that's under the supervision of one of our top lead climbers, and it's a climber apprentice crew. So we're actively training young guys, and when they reach a certain level of proficiency, we place them on one of our other veteran crews. We're doing our production climbing, but this particular crew is designed specifically to train. So we're taking people with the aptitude, the ability, maybe not the experience in this industry, but actually have the ability and desire to climb, and it's a lot of fun.
iTreeService.com during the week if you'd like to learn more. I'm sure you could fill out a contact form there or call the office on Monday to schedule an interview.
Yes, iTreeService.com.
Excellent. John Eisenhower, Certified Arborist of Integrity Tree Service, and our Talking Trees host. Thanks for your time this morning, and to your guest, Dr. Chris Martin. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
How would somebody learn more about the ABS programs that y'all offer?
Yeah, Applied Biological Sciences at the Arizona State Polytechnic Campus. The information, like everything else these days, is available online on the web. And just a quick Google search of ASU ABS would take you right there.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.